The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
There's a great Rav, Rav Brody. He should have a Refuah Shelema Bimheira. Rav Brody, he taught Talmud Torah. He taught Hebrew school for kids that didn't have too much background. So you think, what's a safer? He gave to each child a sitter, knowing full well that when the children graduated his class, they may never, ever see that sefer or know where it's at again. But he gave it with a tremendous amount of love. And he wrote a little something on the inside. And so he had a Talmud, if you will. And the Talmud went far, far away from Yiddishkeit. The Talmud went and became engaged to, unfortunately, someone outside of Yiddishkeit. He brought her home to meet her parents. And he showed the Kala his room. And the Kala sees his room where he grew up. And she notices on the shelf, the book looks to be a little bit old. So she was interested and she opened the book. And she said, what is this? She said, oh, it's a prayer book. Where do you get this prayer book from? I got it from a teacher of mine. He was a rabbi. And he gave me that sitter. And what does a sitter have? And he began to explain it to her. He says, and you still have that sitter? That's your sitter. That's your heritage. That's who you belong to. I don't know how to use that book. I come from a different place. I obviously, if you keep this in your room, I have no shaychus to you. I got no connection. She ran out of the house and never came back. Mi yodea the koyach of a sefer. That sefer cries. That sefer that's sitting in people's houses that were given over, that every bar mitzvah bocher got, and every Beis Yaakov and every Talmida got. Those svarim cry. They say all the hopes, all the tears, all the future, the dreams that went into you. The Svarim say you got to realize it. You have to live up to your name. You got to live up to the Sefer. Maybe that's why we're called the Am HaSefer. We're the people of the book. Because we're supposed to be those that understand and those that follow through the Sefer. Never, ever let the Sefer go. It says what happens if a person goes in a place and they need a Shomer. And they don't have a shomer, or they need to guard themselves from something happening. They should take with them a sefer, take with them a sitter. Someone told me they had to go to a certain place of academia, a certain institution, and I knew already that going to that particular place, they were in danger. I said to them, do what you must. You didn't come to ask me a psak halacha. You didn't ask me to paskin the din, to give you the law. But I tell you one thing. Take this little sefer. I gave a little sefer to them. Never let it go. Carry it with you every day you go in the institution. And the person did. I got a call 3 years later. The individual told me that it happened to be that it was Yom Kippur. And the person said, they still remember from the old days, Eschatoi ani masker hayom. My sin, as Yosef HaTzadik said, I'll mention today. It was Yom Kippur and I was in school. And there was food for everybody. It was a class project. And I sat down. I picked up the fork. And when I picked up the fork, it fell down. And when it fell down, I saw my pocket. There was that little book that you told me that I had to keep, and that's the only darn thing that I did. And I thought to myself, the Rebbe gave me a book. How can I eat on Yom Kippur? I go to school on Yom Kippur. I can do malach on Yom Kippur. I can drive on Yom Kippur. I can smoke on Yom Kippur. But to eat the sakaris, that I couldn't do. Mi yodea, who knows the greatness of a sefer. The greatness that you and I have Every sefer is kadosh. Every sefer is dear. In the yeshivas, HaKadoshes, they didn't only dance on the sefer Torah. Give me your sefer Torah. They took out the gemaras and they danced on the gemaras. Take your sfarim at home and dance with it. Take your sefer and make a little rikud with the children around the table. Let them take their little aleph beis book that they hold so dear. Let them dance around with that aleph beis book or with the chumash or the mishnah, the Torah, the gemara, or whatever a person has. Let them rejoice in it and understand the greatness of the sfarim.